Now from Hollywood, Romance. There's a small, dingy cafe on the docks at Darwin where only the very thirsty would drink and only the starving would eat. Nothing about its musty darkness would seem to invite romance. And yet, a romance had its beginning there, born of hate and distrust and fear. With Virginia Gregg as Maria Sanchez, we bring you transcribed Kathleen Hite's romantic story of intrigue, The Return of Maria Sanchez.
My mind was a confusion of prayers. I prayed I would stop trembling. I prayed that Manuel would come soon and ease my fears. I prayed that the American a few tables away would stop staring at me. But I kept on trembling. And Manuel did not come. And the American continued to stare with searching eyes that seemed to say, I know you, Maria Sanchez. I know who you are and where you're going. I know all about you. 12 years. I was going back to Manila after 12 tortured, ugly years. And I was terrified.
I am sorry, Maria.
Oh, you are here now. I will be all right. Please, sit down, Manuel.
Maria.
No, no, take my hand and say nothing for a while.
I must talk. You must listen.
I knew you would come, except I was afraid you would not. Does that make any sense? It does to me.
Listen to me, Maria. There is not much time. The ship sails in minutes.
Oh, of course I will listen. I will listen now and all the way to Manila. I will always listen to you.
I cannot go with you to Manila.
Manuel?
A day, 2 days perhaps. Not tonight. Something has come up to delay me.
Then it will delay me too, a day or two. After all our waiting, a little more time will not matter.
No, I want you to sail tonight as we planned. I will fly to Manila as soon as I can. I will be there by the time you arrive.
I do not like it, Manuel. All that time on the ship, alone. Oh, please, Manuel. Do not ask me to go on alone.
Trust me, Maria. It is better that you go tonight. No one will recognize you. No one knows who you are. There is nothing to fear. And I will be waiting for you at Mama Ramos.
You are not afraid for me, Manuel. You love me. And you still tell me to sail tonight without you.
I love you and I tell you to sail.
Very well.
Oh, go and come. At Mama Ramos, remember?
I will remember.
Manuel.
What?
Excuse me, but...
Please,
you...
we are in a hurry.
Well, it is Manuel, isn't it? Manuel Ramirez?
Yes.
Manuel?
The lady's not very friendly, is she?
I'm sorry, Mr. Henderson. She's trying to get aboard ship.
And does she have a name?
This is Maria... My sister, Maria. This is Mr. Henderson.
Jim Henderson, Maria.
How do you do?
You're sailing on the Merrick?
Yes, I am.
Maybe I'm not doing so bad, then. See you in the next war, Manuel.
Who is he, Manuel?
Oh, just an American.
He is not just an American to you. Why do you say to him, I'm your sister? Why are you careful to call him always Mr. Henderson?
For no reason. He is just an American. I knew him in the war.
Manuel.
Now, Maria, hurry. There is no time.
I must know. You are afraid of him. Why? You do not like him. He is not your friend.
I am not afraid of him. Now, Maria, be nice to him, but do not trust him.
Manuel was gone before I could protest. And then the ship was underway. And there was no turning back. I kept to my cabin that night. And all of the next day, the American made persistent attempts to see me. Too persistent, I thought, even for an American. By sundown, I determined I should know more about this Jim Henderson. If he were an adversary, I must know before we reached Manila.
Well, I gave odds that you'd jump ship.
Hello, Mr. Henderson.
You were expecting me?
Minutes ago.
I was in the bar, giving odds that you'd jump ship.
Will you lose much money?
I'll have enough left to buy our dinner. We can come to terms.
Terms?
I'll ask you a lot of questions.
Suppose I have questions, too.
I have a lot of answers.
I think you have had the same conversation before, have you not, Mr. Henderson? On other ships. With many other women.
The other ships I've been on didn't allow women.
I see.
You'll get better answers with the dinner.
I hope so.
Maria, I may as well tell you the truth. You'd probably find out sooner or later anyway.
What is the truth?
I also gave odds that if you hadn't jumped ship, you'd have dinner with me.
You are very sure of yourself.
I'm very sure of Manuel. He must have told you only enough about me to make you curious.
I could not measure him. I could tell only what my eyes told me. He was attractive. In the rugged way, Americans are attractive. Yet, I did not trust him. But even without Manuel's suggestion, I would have wanted to be nice to him.
Oh, I guess it doesn't make much sense, but I sort of had to come back. When the war was over, I was ready to give the whole Pacific away. Now, all of a sudden, I want to give it another chance.
You were in Manila during the war?
Manila, New Guinea, Australia.
Then you must have known Manuel in Manila.
I knew him in Manila. Well enough to know he didn't have a sister.
Did you?
I don't know how you got mixed up with him, but whatever it is, it has nothing to do with being related.
Perhaps you should tell me all you know about me, Mr. Henderson.
First thing I knew about you was that you're beautiful. After that, I knew you were frightened. I knew you didn't want me to look at you the way I did.
Nor as constantly as you did.
Then Manuel came and it didn't fit.
You don't like Manuel?
He's a bum.
If you say that, you do not know him.
Well, we could talk about Manila, I guess. Or is Manila off limits, too?
Manila was my home.
Was? Until the war?
Until after the war began. I was liberated by the Japanese. I've not been back since.
You didn't know Manuel in Manila.
You are always so sure. How can you be sure of that?
The system wouldn't have allowed Manuel and you. A woman of your birth and position wouldn't drop so far in grade.
Now I am a woman of birth and position.
Your family would be Spanish, pure Spanish. Your parents, maybe, or your grandparents were from Spain, weren't they?
I really do not see how any of this matters.
It doesn't, to me. But in Manila, it matters a great deal, or at least it used to. The Marias of Manila would never meet the Manuels socially.
Surely Manuel was not your only acquaintance in Manila. Perhaps we have other friends in common.
I don't think so. I used to see your kind of people at a distance. Sometimes it benefits in the Escolta. Sometimes at San Augustine in the Intramuros. On a peaceful Sunday at the Luneta.
I understand it is all much changed.
I guess it is. But the Manila I knew best won't have changed very much, I'll bet on it.
The other side of the river?
San Nicolas, Tondo, Binondo, and traps like Nola's and Mama Ramos. Places you couldn't even bribe a chaperone to take you. Or were you the adventuresome type?
I know none of these places.
Excuse me, Mr. Henderson. A cable for you, sir.
Oh? Thanks very much.
Thank you, sir.
Do you mind?
Not at all.
Maria, will you wait here for me? I'll only be a little while.
Oh, I should be going.
Please wait. I won't be long.
Who was Jem Henderson? How much did he know about me, really? And of Manuel and Mama Ramos? I knew none of the answers. I knew only that I was alone and frightened. I left the dining room and started for my cabin. What are you doing there?
Closing the door? Why?
That's my cabin. You've been in my cabin.
Now, take it easy.
You've no right to enter my cabin. Who are you? What do you want?
I want you to calm down, for one thing. I was not in your cabin.
I saw you.
Maria, will you settle down? You saw me at the door of my cabin, right next to yours.
I don't believe you.
Then, for heaven's sakes, call the steward or the captain. Turn me in. Don't just stand around screaming about it.
No. No. I'll go inside now.
Maria, will you listen to me?
I didn't believe him. Everything seemed to be in order inside my cabin. And I still didn't believe him. There was nothing missing. Just the feeling that Jim Henderson had been there. After a time, I got ready for bed. But something on my dressing table detained me. An earring. A single emerald earring. Something was missing. And my fears began all over again.
Maria! Maria!
Go away, please.
I have something for you. Your earring.
You have my earring?
Incriminating, isn't it? Practically proves I was in your cabin a while ago.
I will take the earring.
Oh, sure.
I suppose I should thank you.
I'd thank the waiter in the dining room if I were you. He's the one who found it.
I will say goodbye to you now, Mr. Henderson.
Couldn't that wait until we dock tomorrow?
I prefer to say it now.
All right, Maria. Goodbye. And if you ever get lonely for me in Manila, you might try Mama Ramos.
His last look was like his first. The same strange, searching look that seemed to say, I know you, Maria Sanchez. I know who you are and where you're going. I know all about you. I didn't see Jim Henderson the next morning when we docked in Manila. I left the ship as quickly as I could and found the first telephone.
Manuel is not yet here, my child. But you must come. He will not be long.
Mama, he promised to be with you by the time I arrived.
If you like, I will send someone for you.
I want to see no one but Manuel and you.
As you wish. You know the direction?
Manuel has told me.
The back entrance. It has the appearance of a shop. No one will see you.
Someone may ask for me there. An American. Jim Henderson. Do you know him?
I have not seen him since the war. What has he to do with you?
I know very little of him, except that he will come there and ask for me.
You did not tell him.
Oh, I've told him nothing. Still, he may know. If he comes...
If he comes, he will not bother you, my child. Now hurry. I will be waiting.
You are safe, my child. You can rest here.
I cannot rest until Manuel is here.
He will come. You must trust him.
He is my strength. And without him, I'm... As you see me.
Oh, I have made tea for you.
Or perhaps you would like something stronger.
Nothing yet, thank you. Mr. Henderson, he has not yet come?
No. There are those who will detain him if he should come. You do not think of him as a friend.
Oh, he frightens me. He cannot know me. There is no way for him to know me. And yet, he seems to know me.
In what way?
My background, my family. He did not call us by name. Still, he described us very well. Our position, the life we led. It was as if he had watched us for a time. I expected that soon he would say, you have come back for your jewels, have you not, Maria? I know. I watched you bury them.
Ah, Mr. Henderson is only a very clever man.
If only there was someone left, someone in my family. Perhaps he did know us a long time ago.
He could not know you bury your jewels. Even the Japanese did not know that.
I suppose you are right. You must be right. All the years of waiting... For the strength and the means to come back are wasted.
They are not wasted. Soon you will see.
How did you know him? You and Manuel?
All of the Americans were not friendly liberators, my child. There were those like Jim Henderson who took advantage of our desperate situation. He was a tyrant, brutal, unfeeling. But we were here. We had no choice.
Men... Until Manuel, I could not bear the thought of a man for years.
Oh, he's like my son. Manuel is different. What's that? Stay where you are. You will be all right.
Hito! Juan! What is wrong?
The American!
told you, Mama. The war's over. We're all on the same side again.
We will never be on the same side, Mr. Henderson. I do not know why you come here.
Oh, you were expecting me, or you wouldn't have lined up such an impressive reception committee. Where is she, Mama?
There is no one for you.
This one's different, higher grade all the way. I don't know how she got mixed up with tramps like you and Manuel.
The American has overstayed what little welcome he had. Tito, Juan!
If there had been any doubt before, Jim Henderson's treatment of Mama Ramos was a sickening disclosure of the man. I was safe from him. I was with friends. I could sleep.
Maria. I am here, Maria.
Oh, no, no, don't. Manuel. Oh, Manuel.
It is all right, Maria. I have come, as I promised. Everything is all right now.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so grateful. It's been such a nightmare. The American...
I know. Mama Ramos told me. But he will not trouble you anymore, Mama Maria.
He's gone.
He was persuaded to leave.
Oh, it was my fault. I was so frightened. Alone on the ship. I thought I should know if he meant trouble for us. The way he looked at me. As if he knew everything. He could not know. Could he?
There is no way. Unless you told him.
But I did not. I told him nothing.
I believe you, Maria. You would not tell the American what you have not told me.
Manuel, we must start now. Right now.
Yes.
Find my jewels and leave Manila. We will buy a new life for ourselves. Somewhere. But not here. You understand?
I understand.
We said our goodbyes to Mama Ramos, and then we left. Through Manila, to the hill country beyond. As we drove the miles, I could not help remembering the last time I left Manila. Running at first, then walking, then crawling into the hills. Falling exhausted, and getting up and crawling some more. Inching ahead of the Japanese invaders. Then finally, digging a hiding place for the only possessions I had left in the world. I could not think beyond that, for that was to remember my capture and the countless humiliations that followed.
Sheesh. Too bad we could not have driven closer.
We are near the spot.
You are certain?
I have remembered in my mind so many times. I am certain, Manuel.
Oh, a desolate place, Maria. Miles from anywhere.
Shh. Listen.
I hear nothing. Except a brush that is alive with beetles. Come, it is soon dark.
You do not think we were followed?
We were not followed.
Forgive me, Manuel. It's straight ahead now.
Oh?
The little rise here. Just over it, there's a clearing. Here. This is the spot. At the foot of this tree.
Here.
Yes. It should not take long. I could not dig so deep only with my hands. We are in a box. All together. In a small box. Do not dig with such force, Manuel. The shovel could go right through the box.
Please, Maria. Do not chatter so, huh? I will not hit the box.
Why am I so frightened, Manuel?
You are tired. You must try to be more calm. If it is as you say... It will not be long before...
What's that?
That is the box, I think. There. Is that it?
I'm trembling so.
Yes.
My jewels, all of them.
You are sure?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I'm sure. Oh, Manuel, you do not know. You could not know what this means to me. Manuel, there's no need to dig now. We have them. Look. And you haven't even looked at them. Manuel, please. Can we not go now? This place, it is beginning to frighten me, and there's no need to stay now.
It would be a pity, Maria, to let such a fine hiding place go to waste.
What are you saying? There is no need to hide them anymore. You would not bury again what you just dug up.
I would hide only what must be hidden, Maria. And you are much bigger than the little box.
Well, it is some kind of joke. I do not understand. No. Manuel, you would not.
Yes, I would, Maria.
You would not kill me, Manuel. So far from any place. Such a lonely place,
you
Manuel.
You will not be lonely, Maria.
No. No!
The brush beetles cannot save you, Maria.
Jim! You followed.
Stay right there, Maria. He's coming.
You waste time. There is no help here for you. Listen. This time you strike! You...
He would have killed me.
You're all right, Maria.
He would have killed me. He would have killed me.
He's done it before.
How can you always be so sure?
Manuel's the only one I've ever been sure of. I told you I only knew the scum of Manila. Murderers. Traitors, deserters. I ran the military prison that specialized in them. Manuel was my best customer.
I don't know what to say. In time, I will thank you.
In time, Maria.
Romance is produced and directed by Norman McDonald with editorial supervision by Het Mannheim. You've heard The Return of Maria Sanchez, specially written for Romance by Kathleen Height, and starring Virginia Gregg as Maria Sanchez. This is George Walsh inviting you to hear Romance transcribed next week at this same time. Tonight on most of these same stations, Herb Schreiner will take your sense of humor in hand and give it a once-over wonderfully on Two for the Money. Remember, Two for the Money tonight. Stay tuned now for Stars Over Hollywood, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy meet Sunday nights for an hour on the CBS Radio Network.